Need more time? Want more from your business and your life? Welcome to the Simple Life Habits Podcast, where you'll learn how to work less, do more, and live your life with greater focus. Now, here's your host, Jonathan Milligan.
So I got a question for you today. What is stopping you from being happy right now? Yes, I mean right now, today. How would your day look different if you just allowed yourself to be happier? When's the last time your kids heard you laugh? When's the last time your spouse saw a real genuine smile on your face? Well, my hope for you today is that you will make a choice to allow yourself to be happy. And if you need some reasons why, here's at least four powerful reasons that I can think for you. First is because happiness is really just a choice. We often forget this, don't we? Schedules, appointments, errands, expectations, all drives us toward a negative attitude because we feel the pressure of the day. But regardless of your schedule today, you can choose to be happy. Now, let me speak to those of you that are the ultra achievers out there for a moment. We often get so fixated on the next big goal that we lose our gratitude for the present. If you run or you operate a business, then I want to ask you a question. When's the last time you allowed yourself to be happy? Happiness is a choice, my friend. Number two, because it's one of the biggest regrets of the dying. I wish I had let myself be more happier. That is one of the top five regrets of the dying, according to author Bronnie Ware. Those at death's door wished they would have not let old patterns and habits stand in the way of choosing to just be happy. They wish they would have not worried about things that never happened and just chose to be happier. Number three, because grateful people are more productive. It's also a proven fact that happy people are productive people. When you truly love your work, it feels more like play. When your work feels more like play, you have more enthusiasm to get more done. Now, that doesn't mean that all our work is a true joy. All creatives have to still fight that resistance to get work done. But loving your work is still fundamental to getting more done. I love a quote from James Michener that says this: "The master in the art of living makes little distinction between his work and his play, his labor and his leisure, his mind and his body, his information and his recreation, his love and his religion. He hardly knows which is which. He simply pursues his vision of excellence at whatever he does, leaving others to decide whether he's working or playing. To him, he's always doing both." Number four, because your attitude influences others. We often have seen this happen in the negative. If one person has a negative comment about something, it affects the entire group. Well, the same can be said about a positive attitude. In fact, I want you to try this out with your family this week. Decide ahead of time to be more pleasant, more playful, more happy, and see how the rest of your family responds. The result just might surprise you. You know why? Because happiness is contagious. The other night I was watching a stand-up comedian on Netflix, and honestly, I didn't think he was all that funny. However, I was getting a chuckle out of watching the audience. There was over 2,000 people in attendance there, and they were laughing hysterically at this guy. So why is that? Well, I think the answer is simple. It's the same reason some movies are better in the movie theater. Attitudes are contagious. We laugh more when those around us are laughing. So go be contagious to those around you this week. And one more thing, allow yourself to be happy. This podcast is brought to you by the 30-Day Get Productive Challenge. It's a free online video course you can take to double your productivity the next 30 days. Along with the challenge, you get worksheets, PDF checklist, and more. To start the challenge, just go to jonathanmilligan.com.